very welcomed and significant funding into the HSE, into a very critical area of extra hospital beds within the county of Donegal. And of course, we welcome that funding under our Fianna Fáil Minister, Minister Stephen Donnelly. From a local perspective here in Bindoor and Ballyshannon, a key issue I have heard on doorsteps while canvassing is the fact that we have a fabulous new building in the Shiel with a fantastic service and facilities, but it's not staffed, it's not fully open and it's not fully operational. And that is proving to be very difficult for families within the locality who would love their loved ones to be nearby, that they could visit them and call on them and wouldn't have to travel to other facilities like Manahamilton or Sligo Hospital or indeed Letterkenny Hospital. So from a local point of view within Bindoor and Ballyshannon, I would be campaigning that we would see the Shiel Hospital fully operational with the full quota of staff that is required. And indeed, Rowan, I go so far as to say internally within the party, this has been a huge issue for us, so, and we've actually discussed it at every level to the point at the official opening with Minister Mary Butler. I did not attend as a point of protest because my point was I'm not going to stand there for a photo opportunity when the hospital is not fully operational. It's a huge piece of investment. A lot of money has been spent. It could be a really significant service within our area of Bindoor and Ballyshannon, but it must be open. It must be fully operational with the correct quota of staff in place.
We have heard so much about this new development in Ballyshannon, and there's been a lot of talk about it, and will it open, won't it open? The issues, I suppose, issues still arise with that building as well.
Well, the key concern is obviously the lack of staff that's there and available to have it fully operational. Of course, we know there's ongoing conversations and discussions and negotiations that's happening at a higher level. But on the doorsteps, on a local level, this is a key critical issue. We're talking about people's health here. And the fact that we have a really important facility, a huge amount of expenditure and funding, an investment for the future, we now want to see it fully opened, fully staffed and equipped and serving the public.